Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower today for wheat and soybean futures, but higher in corn. Kicked off the day, which driven by the export report released this morning. We finished the day two lower in Kansas City wheat, down two in July 15 wheat at 571. Chicago wheat down 4 to 5 cents. Now beans are down 4 to 5 cents as well. Had about a 13-cent range, which in today's times actually seems pretty tight. And then corn futures ended the day 3 cents higher. Technically speaking, March corn has been about the same price for the last 5 days. We're still below the 50-day moving average. And then, of course, here in Oklahoma, we watch the price of wheat. It reached its lowest level since the end of September and the 1st of October today. It looks like it could revisit those levels back just below 560 for July wheat. It's currently at 572 and a quarter. March beans on the chart, they have really been sideways for the last couple of months, but we have been grinding lower. Today we reached new lows, lowest since about the same time frame, the middle of October, same time frame as the wheat. Those lows were in the low $9 area.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were pretty bizarre in the fact that corn made a marketing year high, sales number, export bookings number of 86 million bushels, while soybeans had a marketing year low. So really bullish for corn, really bearish for soybeans. One of the big drivers for the export market, of course, is the U.S. dollar index. It has reached the highest level in the past 10 years, 95 cents, just over 95 cents, up 78 right now. Remember, just a few months ago, we were down in the low 80s just this summer. So it's really, really gotten a lot stronger. The higher the dollar gets, typically the less we export on things we produce here in the United States. So that could hurt us into the future. You can also combine that in the agriculture area with the South American harvest. As beans and corn are harvested in South America, you will also see that the world starts to shift their buying to what's going on down there in the southern hemisphere and away from what's going on here in the northern hemisphere. The on-feed report, 101% on-feed, placed 92% of last year and marketed 95%.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
February live cattle down $3 at $150.35. April down $3 at $148.80. March feeder cattle down $4.50 at $201.82. April down $4.50 at $202.55. February lean hogs down $2.30 at $69.30. April down $2.22 at $70.65. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down $0.75 at $5.64. May down $0.50 at $5.69. March Chicago wheat down $3.75 at $5.30. 5:30. May down 4.5 at 5:32 and 3/4. March corn 3 higher at 386 and 3/4. May up 3 1/4 at 395 and 1/4. March soybeans 4 lower at 972 and 3/4. May down 3.5 at 979 and a half. March cotton down 46 at 5730 and May down 45 at 5820. Find more details on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.